Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Did I say 62? I meant 78, but this rain might not get us up to that. Showers and thunderstorms, 51 now. A little bit of rain. Tomorrow, better. Cooler, but better without the rain. And it rained yesterday, and it was cold. So John Taylor, who has... From Cambridge concerts in his house, you moved it indoors, right, John?
We did, yeah. Yeah, it was way too cold.
A Katazan House concert series, John Taylor from Cambridge. And John was in the National Guard and spent a year in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Right? And tell me how that, because you said there's a connection there. Tell me how that's a connection to these concerts that you do in your house, and a cause that you're also working on in your personal life, trying to get a family of an interpreter. That he was an interpreter for you in Iraq.
Yeah.
Iraq. And these interpreters were helping out the American forces and doing it at their own peril. I mean, at their own big risk.
Big risk. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So now he's a marked man. You're helping try to get this man and his family out of.
I am. Yeah. Yeah, it's a nightmare. But
what's the connection between that and what you do every week at your house, or once a month, or twice a month?
Well, you know, I the thing is my time in Iraq really made me realize what is important to me. And that's really kind of the biggest thing that I took away from it, is that I have a pretty good idea of, you know, like things that are important to me now.
Yeah.
Whereas before that, it was just like, you know, like. I don't think I really did,
right,
to be honest with you.
Right.
I think it really just kind of really just like laser focus on those things that are important to me, and you know, friends, family, community.
Every day waking up and being grateful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. And that's really what I took away from that.
Yeah.
That's kind of because for me, like I said, music is kind of really what was my connection back to the normal life, everyday life.
Yeah.
After I came back from Iraq.
Yeah.
And so I just love to share that with other people.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really powerful thing. It really is. Music is a powerful thing.
Did you have an acoustic guitar while you were over there?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I brought a little student-sized acoustic guitar with me.
Right.
And I played, and I had a couple other buddies who were over there that had guitars, and we played. And
thinking about, I can't wait to get back home and actually do this.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. It's always better in your head than what it is in real life, but it was just like one of those things where, man, I wish I was at home. I wish I was doing this or that. But
right.
Yeah.
So let's maybe fast forward a little bit. Your musical life when you got back from the military, and you were in bands, and you were finding out that music is where I want to be.
Yeah,
what I want to do. Did that get you to? You're married now.
Married now. Yeah. I've got two kids.
How long have you been doing the concert series in your house?
Just about 3 years.
3 years.
So
tell us what sparked it. Let's do this here.
It was kind of weird. Like I said, it was just kind of one of those things that naturally kind of happened.
Yeah.
Like I said, music, it was a real big part of my life. And, let's see, it was 2010, I think. I took a job teaching a night class, at Hamilton Technical College in Davenport.
Oh, sure.
And,
what were you teaching?
It was computer stuff with some digital electronics and, sort of thing. But the class was from 5:40 to 10:40 at night.
Yeah.
Monday through Thursday. But up until this point, I was literally going to a concert or playing a concert almost every night of the week.
You were eating, sleeping, breathing music.
I was. Yeah. And so it really changed my life. Because I was also working full time during the day. I liked the idea of teaching, and I wanted to have that experience at least once in my life. So I did it. I did it for 4 years.
Right.
But it really kind of put a damper on my ability to go see music and things like that.
Right.
So, and I was just missing it the whole time.
Yeah.
I really love teaching.
Teaching things, cramping up musical.
I really love teaching, but it was just killing me inside, because it was just like, I need to be doing something with music. And so what happened was, I had a kid, and then as I was having, we were having our second child, I was on like a kind of a little layoff. They were going between they were changing their semester schedule, and basically I had a semester off.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I really love this time off. And I was getting ready to have a second child, and I said, look, I'm just not going to go back. I've got a full-time job. There's no need for me to be doing this. And so I stopped teaching, and then I kind of decided that I needed to have music in my life more.
Right.
And so
not currently in a band, just playing on
I was playing in a band, but it wasn't like a regular thing. It was just weekends here and there.
Not serious,
and you know, it was just for fun. I mean,
but
I was like, you know, I really need to do this. And then at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, it's like, okay, well, I've got kids now. I can't be gone every night. It's just not, bedtime is like it's like that crucial part of the day that like I just can't be gone all the time.
How to integrate the family and your musical life together.
Right. That and then just with the changing of the music industry, the way that people make their living playing music now has changed differently. You know, it's different than what it was.
They do it on the road.
Right. They do it on the road and the thing is if you're playing at a regular venue, you know, there's always a middleman. There's, you know, the venue is going to be taking some sort of a cut off of, you know, what they're taking in for your event.
Sure.
So it was just one of those logical things. And then the other part of it is like, okay, well, yeah, after you play someplace, you have to find a place to sleep. And then, like, you know, there's all these other, like, logistical things that go along with touring that I'm like, man, I could cut all of that out and help my friends out who are touring, you know, make a little bit more money.
And do you supply bed and breakfast? So is it like do they stay?
Yeah, they stay with us. Yeah.
That's great. So you got a big enough place to accommodate.
We've hosted up to a 7-piece band before.
Yeah.
So we've hosted tons of people.
What was the conversation with your wife like? I got a feeling she was like, go, John. Or did she have some thoughts of like, I don't know if I want 40 strangers in my house. Is that usually 35, 40, the crowd?
Or it depends. Yeah. It really varies. I mean, like last night there was, I don't know, it was a pretty light crowd. Like I said, there was a change in the lineup and with the weather and everything. It was pretty light. I don't know, maybe 10 people or so.
Yeah.
But then other times, you know, we've got 40 or 50 people. It just depends on the night and who's there and what else is going on. But
sure.
My wife has been very cool about all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a few moments as like, she's like, why are you doing this? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress.
Right.
And, but she understands. I mean, yeah, she has a background in theater. I actually met her because she was dating a guy I was in a band with.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, she's been kind of involved with music and everything as well. I mean,
that was a plus.
Yeah. And I actually re-met her at a concert. So, you know, it was one of those things that music has been one of the things that has brought us together.
Right.
As a couple, and so
as long as you could mentally handle it, she was aboard. Let's have shows in our house. Let's keep people off the second floor bathroom. did she have stipulations on? How do you do it when folks come over and you invite? Tell us about the first show. The artist that was there, and how did the first one go? People come into your house for a concert.
I kind of tested the waters before, and I'd been doing other stuff before we did the stuff at our house. Like, I was putting on tours in barns.
So you were a promoter.
Yeah.
You were talking to bands and finding out their routes and where they were going to be. And
right. Yeah. I mean, I'd been kind of doing that for a while.
Yeah.
But then I had done a couple like one-off shows at our house leading up to the kind of the more regular concert series that we're doing now.
Right.
And so I had a pretty good idea, but up until that point, it had just been like basically bands and then, which were my friends, and you know, then their kind of friends and that sort of thing. And it was just more like just get together sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it kind of shifted a little bit more once we kind of made it a more regular thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, now we're bringing in someone who's touring off the road who maybe has never played the area before, and how do we get people to come out to see that person?
Right.
Or that band.
Yeah.
So that shifts things a little bit.
Well, let's stop there. We got to take a break, and you can tell us how you get these bands to come, what type of bands, and if, sure. if there's folks listening right now that love music, you're learning about John Taylor from Cambridge just like I am this morning. I knew that he put on concerts in his house, and I thought, well, that's cool. I knew he had he was in the military, and that changed your life.
Absolutely.
We'll talk more about that in a bit, too. And COD is on a concert series, which means House of John. House of John meant John Ringling's house in Sarasota.
Yeah.
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 And now I know where, you said it was just this magnificent house.
Absolutely.
Now I know where all my circus money's gone all the time. The House of John, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
More with John Taylor from Cambridge and, the concerts that he puts on and, how you, maybe you can be a part of them too. Coming up 8:35, it's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.